John Hanson here, Your Money Matters, 619, and we're at the United Center, so just about 40 minutes till our pregame show with Charlie Remiliotis. Yeah, the captain, Jonathan Toews, back in the building once again. The Winnipeg Jets in town taking on the Hawks. Exciting, some newcomers on the team will be making their United Center debut tonight. We look forward to all that. Always look forward to chatting with Steve Bug from Great Lakes Credit Union. And Steve, I'm glad we're able to talk about this. It is the last day of the month, but it has been Women's History Month, and you guys have done a lot at Great Lakes Credit Union over the years, not just showing up in March and putting up a sign or two or saying, oh, we help women out. You guys, it's kind of in your fabric of what you all do. Thanks for hopping on with us again, Steve.
Thanks, John, for having me. And you're right. Women's History Month is really a meaningful time for us at Great Lakes Credit Union and also within the credit union movement. Because if you really think about credit unions in the industry, it was really built by strong, visionary women. And at GLCU, as you mentioned, we're really proud to work with organizations that support women and have aided the following local nonprofits with some volunteers, financial support, and by providing financial literacy. A Safe Place, their domestic abuse treatment center, Home of the Sparrow, they provide housing services to single women and mothers facing homelessness. Sarah's Circle, an organization that helps women facing homelessness, and Teen Mother's Choice International that supports young teen moms. And these are just a few examples that Great Lakes Credit Union supports throughout the year, as you pointed out, not just in March.
My mom always likes to point out, whenever I talk about the advancements of women all over the place, was that when she got her first credit card, my dad had to sign for it, even though my mom made more money than him at the time, which is always her nice little dig at my dad in that moment. But just how quickly things have changed. And I wonder from you is, and I know things are way different now, and I'm not trying to make anything about the banking industry in a bad way, but were the restrictions as limited for women at credit unions as they were at banks? Or since the egalitarian model that credit unions have always been, right? It's about us. We own. We're members of this credit union. That there was always a little more egalitarian movement for women well before the banks caught on. Do you kind of see what I'm asking here?
Yeah, John, and that's a great point. And a story that I really like sharing is one of our former directors on our board that also served as an emeritus director. She was retired from the Technical Military Medical Support Office at the Naval Base, and her first connection with a credit union and with Great Lakes, she was trying to get a loan, and a financial institution or financial institutions in Waukegan at that time would not assist her, and they wanted to put her husband on the loan. And she did not want that, so she came to Great Lakes Credit Union. We were on the base at that time, and she took out her first loan with Great Lakes Credit Union without needing any type of a cosigner. She had her own income. And because of that opportunity that we provided to her, over the years, she decided to get involved with the credit union and served on our board for many, many years. And then ended in 2023 as an emeritus director. And I love telling that story because it highlights the commitment that the credit union has to underserved populations. And yeah, certainly she has shared that story throughout the industry. And in fact, Illinois recognized her in 2020 with a League Hall of Fame Lifetime Achievement Award because of her dedication to Great Lakes, the credit union movement, and the Waukegan community.
That's Buddy Nixon telling that story, and what a well-deserved honor for her. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not saying everything was perfect the whole time for everybody, but I just think that at the forefront of credit unions is the idea of equal opportunity, access to opportunity. That's still the mission of GLCU and has been, and it's often been a space for women to be equal to men in terms of the finances when at the time it wasn't. You have other examples of people that have really shown, other women in your organization and beyond, who have done leaps and bounds, incredible things for the community, right?
Yes, and one that I would really like to point out is our current board chair. She owns her own companies in Naperville. She's been our chair since 2024, and she became a director with us in 2013 through a merger that we had with Hawthorne Credit Union down in the Naperville area. But Pat Price is a dedicated advocate for credit unions and our mission-based philosophy. She's very, very active in her local communities and chambers. And the one thing I really appreciate about her, John, she has a straightforward, no-nonsense approach to business. And she's applied her business knowledge and her credit union industry knowledge to help guide our board of directors and our organization forward. And certainly it's strong women like Pat, like Bunny, that help us drive the industry and Great Lakes forward. One personal story I'd like to jump in and share is 19 years ago, I know I'm dating myself, I was hired by a former female CEO, and she came up through the credit union ranks from a part-time teller to eventually CEO. Over her 30-year career, she took a chance on me and provided me the opportunity and the knowledge to really learn about the credit union movement. And so I would not be where I am today without her taking that chance and developing my credit union skills. So I really owe my credit union opportunity to Ruth Jenkins, who was a CEO at a credit union in Indiana that I was at prior to coming to Great Lakes.
Steve, that's a great story, and I'm glad you shared it. When I saw the notes of the folks you wanted to talk about, I was so happy to see Louise McCarron-Herring, because we actually used her as a question of the day once, Steve, because she was the mother of credit unions at a time, again, even long before the 70s. We're talking about the 30s, as someone who helped establish a bunch of credit unions in her career.
Yep, and that goes back to kind of the whole Bunny story. So Louise Herring within the credit union industry is the mother of credit unions in the 30s, as you mentioned, and she began organizing credit unions after she saw unfair lending practices that really impacted her coworkers. So she and 13 credit union or employees of her employer started their credit union, and then throughout, she was from Ohio. Throughout her time in Ohio, she helped organize more than 500 credit unions across the state. And so her passion, John, for fairness really shaped the credit union industry. And she certainly has greatly influenced the cooperative, people-focused model that we have today. And that is the passion of Great Lakes Credit Union and many other credit unions.
Yeah, what I like about our chat today is we're paying homage to some great women in the credit union sphere, but really this is just an ongoing mission, part of what you guys do. We read a lot about access to opportunity, and we talk about that in different neighborhoods, but it's often across the genders, it's across all sorts of things, and you guys talk the talk and walk the walk at Great Lakes Credit Union and many other fine credit unions in our area.
And that's right, John, and we want to put all people first, and we really want to focus on expanding access to financial services and building stronger communities. And certainly today's stories that I've shared that we've talked about really shows that legacy that continues to guide us in our mission-based philosophy each and every day, and what we're passionate about at Great Lakes Credit Union, but also the difference with the credit union movement.
Yeah, for sure. Steve, we're out of time today. I'm glad we were able to share some of those stories. If people are interested in what they want to do, glcu.org, a lot to learn from there. Become a member for a dollar, and it's still your dollar, checking, savings account, all the different things you guys have that banks have as well, but it's a nonprofit, so the money that is quote-unquote made isn't returned to shareholders. It's returned to members and communities. So if that's something that your values align with, consider checking out glcu.org. Steve, I appreciate it. Take care, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Thanks,
okay?
John.
Yep, absolutely.